We got our prices, 70 cents as a base price for Bristol Bay Sockeye. Can you put that in perspective a little bit in terms of the overall market this year and then also historically?
So that 70% base price puts us back to about, you know, levels not seen for a few years, 2016, 2017. Obviously, compared to last year's $1.35 base price, it's a pretty significant decline.
Right. So it is quite a significant decline. How does the 70 cents per pound for Bristol Bay Sockeye compare to other prices around the state so far?
One thing we've seen this year is generally depressed prices throughout the state. And just anecdotally, as I've chatted with fishermen and processors across all species as well. So it appears that that excess of price that folks are receiving in Prince William Sound, Southeast, Kodiak, is just generally lower.
Is the reasoning for that purely because of the COVID-19 pandemic, or are there other issues there, that other market forces that are not necessarily pandemic related?
So it's always difficult to know, right, why fishermen get the X vessel price that they receive. But I mean, obviously COVID and its related complications in terms of higher operating costs are a big one. It's likely that just general market uncertainty is also a pretty huge factor. There's also, outside of COVID, factors like a relatively weak farmed salmon price, the trend of consolidation in the seafood world, in the Alaska seafood industry, and other factors. You know, for a working theory, COVID and its associated impacts on operating costs, but also the impacts on the market as we think about the consumer, whether it's restaurant closures down south or just consumers shifting their behavior, that's likely a key factor. But there's definitely little clarity around some of these market prices. It's generally just an extension of the uncertainty we've been talking about all season.
Mm-hmm.
Now we actually have some numbers to see
what that means. Right, what that uncertainty does.
Yeah. It's also a mixed bag, of course, because on one hand, we did see prices weakening for some species as we entered the 2020 season. We saw prices weakening as early as last fall for some species and for some products. But then on the other hand, you know, retail sales have been relatively strong for some products, at least in March, April. So, I mean, that's also moving product in a different direction. There's just little clarity around the topic.
Another big run for Bristol Bay this year, we're seeing what I think is going to be a total run higher than last year's and relatively big harvests as well. Given that, how is the Bristol Bay harvest shaping up compared to other harvests around the state, and how is it kind of contributing to the state's overall picture?
The 2020 harvest at the statewide level is kind of similar to previous years, where we see Bristol Bay produce a huge volume of fish, right, compared to historical averages, while other areas suffer, particularly in the Gulf of Alaska, whether you're talking about Southeast, Prince William Sound. You know, Area M seems to be doing fine. Kodiak's doing better than other areas, comparing against Southeast. But this contrast between Bristol Bay and the Gulf continues to pop up time and time again. So that's a challenge to see it. You can look at Chignik, right, where those low escapement numbers have resulted in no landings that I'm aware of. By the time we get some preliminary values, we'll probably see Bristol Bay accounting for most of the value as well. The other large component, of course, is the pink salmon harvest, projected to be about 60 million fish. We'll have to see how that comes in this week and next. One other thing is, you mentioned just the substantial run this year in Bristol Bay.
Right.
As we think about that run, it's also interesting to consider the average weight of those fish. Some of the preliminary numbers coming out of Fish and Game indicate that average weight for sockeyes will be right above about 5.0 pounds, maybe 5.1 pounds, with some differences across the districts, of course. What that low number does is it extends this trend of a declining average weight. as we think about our position in the marketplace, that has implications in terms of product form. In general, the market prefers that larger size. But that is something to keep in mind as you kind of think about the 2020 harvest in a broader context.
Right. And why does the market prefer larger sockeye? Is that just because of fillet size? Is that something aesthetic? Or is that purely because you get more fish for the amount of effort that you put in?
You know, there's probably a few different things going on here. One thing is probably a recovery rate that changes as the average weight of the fish changes as well. On the processor side, we have our fillet lines and some of this other production capacity set up for that average size, right? That was defined, you know, based on a longer term average. And as that average has declined, I've just heard anecdotally just increased difficulties pushing those smaller fish through that existing infrastructure. In terms of the consumer side, you know, that's when we're kind of getting into consumer psychology, right? And if you look across the Alaska seafood portfolio, we typically see that bias, whether you're talking about king crab or halibut or black cod or Pacific cod, you know, the market tends to like that larger size. Maybe it's for aesthetics, but there's something about, you can just picture yourself walking up to the glass case at the grocery store in, you know, Memphis, and you see a beautiful sockeye fillet, right? And there's something about size that invokes, it resonates, right? So that's probably one of the factors that tends to push wholesale buyers towards that larger size.
Garrett, thank you so much for taking some time this summer to talk through the weekly market update and to give some insight on what the harvest and market forces are doing in Bristol Bay and throughout the state.
Absolutely. Glad to help. Thanks so much for your work.